Hey, what's going on? The V-Spot. This is Terrence Vessel. Welcome to your vulnerable space to grow. Hope everyone is enjoying this lead out of the 2002 and moving into a very potential filled 2023. I'm sure many of you all are wrapping your mind around all the things that you have accomplished this year, things that perhaps you plan to do and hope to still be able to accomplish in the next year. I want to just bring something that was brought to my attention a couple weeks ago that I kind of never really thought about, but really makes a lot of sense. The only difference between 22 or the new year and the previous year is a second, 1 second. So if we could just allow that 1 second to exist in every single opportunity possible in our lives, just imagine the feeling that we could carry on throughout the entire year of 2023. Just a thought, right? Just to toss that in there. But really wanted to pull this mic up today and just offer is the experience that I've been having a lot this week and perhaps maybe a couple weeks. The fullness or the pressure of trying to measure up to expectations of myself, things that I have planted and placed upon myself. I think oftentimes I'm the biggest critic of my own self, so I really don't need anyone else to kind of make that happen for me, right? I do it on my own. I do enough damage on my own. But it really is something that, you know, can really tear you apart from, you know, moving forward and damper and perhaps even delay some of the things that you know you should have already accomplished to now, right? And so it's the pressure. This holiday experience, for those who celebrate the holidays, you know, you feel the pressure of having to buy the right gift and, you know, make sure you have the right outfit or make sure you attend the right party, you know, so that you don't show yourself to be anything less than what the perception, the perceived notion about you is, right? So that pressure, that push, that constant push of trying to fit the mold, fit the circumstance, can be very, 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 very hard to handle. You have pressure from work, you have pressure from your kids, you know, your family brings upon about a pressure. You know, the one time there was this pressure of, when are you going to get married? You know, when are you going to get married? You know, when are you going to have kids? You know, and so this pressure of trying, and they may not know it, right? You could be, again, like me, you know, you're the hardest critic. So the pressure that they're offering or adding to, let's just say that's the overload. And oftentimes than not, that overload doesn't transcend well in the space, and that overload of pressure can really, really make someone break. And so I wanted to just, you know, pull the mic up just to kind of offer another opportunity to look at where we should be imparting our energy and how we should be managing this pressure that many of us might be feeling in this moment. There is this this chemical direction of how diamonds are made, right? And the pressure of being in this buried space, very tension, and it produces these beautiful, beautiful jewels that we've put a value to, right? We've put a value to what comes out of this cold experience, and then how the diamond is made. You know, pressure. If you apply pressure to a walnut, you crack the walnut and you get the inside of the walnut. And so now you have something where pressure was applied. You know, there's pressure in good times, you know, pressure in the fact that You know, when you are in a moment of or the pressure is heavy, some of us produce some of our best work, you know, when we've been in a pressured place. We like to have pressure, good water pressure. You know, we want to take showers where the water is coming out and we can feel the water. We don't want it dripping, right? We don't want that dripping moment. So there are moments when pressure is applied and it is positive. But I feel like that even in those moments, you have to visually experience that as a positive before you can physically encounter that positive, right? You have to visually understand that what you are experiencing in that moment is not meant to destroy you or deter you from your destination, but it is in fact meant to positively empower you and propel you perhaps even further. I use the example a lot, you know, when I'm speaking to young kids about how I would train around the track. I went to a school. We didn't have an actual turf track. I had an amazing coach, Coach Fields. Shout out to Coach Fields. Shout out to Riverdale High School and what was a small town in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, is no longer a small town. When I went there, there were only two high schools. There was Oakland and Riverdale. And those schools were huge rivals. But we didn't have, you know, I digress because I love that. I love that time of my life. I really do. But we didn't have a track. We ran around a paved parking lot and often dirt roads. Some of us knew about shin splints, right? We knew, you know, some of us, you know, especially our cross country team, we knew what shin splints were. I'm sure Coach Fields knew what, all of the coaches knew what shin splints were, but it was never really the focal point of bringing it up during our training. We talked about it. We talked about the importance of stretching. We talked about the importance of listening to our bodies. But we did some heavy, intense training on this concrete around the parking lot of the school. And then oftentimes we go to Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU, and we would get some days there so that we can get the feel of the turf. But I always remember how my body felt from my experience being on that concrete and then how I perform once I hit that turf. It was as if I was floating, like literally, like I was so used to pounding pavement, the pressure that was put on my body, that to actually be on turf now, it felt like I was floating. It felt like, you know, and I had to catch myself because oftentimes I was floating, and you know, as a hurdler, that's not a good thing, you know, and so you have to be very, very careful that you still create that same intensity on that turf that you did or you experienced when you run it on that concrete. But in that moment, in that time of me training, it was a lot of pressure being applied, right? The outcome of that pressure allowed me to see some great wins, some great moments, some state and local region, you know, one seat. You know, I had some great outcomes from that. As a matter of fact, coaches looked at me, you know, to run track, you know, at college. And so there was a lot of great opportunities that happened when I reassessed what that pressure was meant to do. I'm offering that you find a way to reassess, revalue, reimagine. That's the word of 2020 for some people. But reimagine how that pressure is applied to your life and make sure that it is in the best way possible. That is positioning, that it's positioned in a way where it benefits you, that it doesn't take you away. Know when to say no. Right? Because I feel like that's the other aspect. A lot of us are walking around feeling the pressure of making ends meet, feeling the pressure of making sure that we appease the people around us. And in this time, you know, it's not all about that, right? And so we break. You know, if too much pressure is applied, it may break. Something may give. And that oftentimes the thing that does give is not always the thing that you really want to give. If you're, you know, Achilles gives, that's not a real good recovery, right? You don't have a real good recovery if something happens, you know. And so if your mental health gives, that's not a good sign. You know, if your health starts to give, that's not a good sign. So I'm offering that you look at how the pressure is applied. Ensure that you understand when to say no, when to step away, when to say this is not the right time. I'm not able to meet this demand. I'm not able to meet this deadline. I can't accommodate you on this particular request that you have. And be okay to know that you've done the best thing for you. Be okay with that, right? Don't allow that pressure to force you to make decisions that you know are not going to benefit you overall, your good well-being. As you continue to move forward in these next few days of your week, think about it, reassess it, redirect it, offer yourself time to rest away from the things that are bothering you, you know, and that are concerning you and that are causing you that extra tension. You know, if you're getting that headache, you know, and you're feeling that pressure happening, move away from the computer, you know, step away from the phone, put the phone down. It's okay. It's absolutely okay. Trust. It's absolutely okay. It's not okay when it takes and it consumes you, and now you don't have the ability to come back from it. And sometimes that consumption of that pressure takes us to a very space where, you know, darkness sets in and disappointment sets in. And, you know, it's real tricky, right? How it happens, right? And you before you know it, you're disappointed. You know, that pressure has now caused disappointment. And now you're discrediting who you are and your power and your ability to make things happen the way you've been making them happen. And enjoy. And I look forward to this next second, the next second that we have that'll change the calendar year. But most definitely, I anticipate on changing a lot of things before that second happens and even after that second happens. You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel, and I'm glad you tuned in to just take 15 minutes to listen to us. Have a great one.